Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
I gave you all of
Brother Sister, bless your energy. Brother Wisdom, what's going on, God? Hell's fire is getting ready to come. Actually, hell's fire is coming down now. It's already started. We're in the gates of Helios, gates of a thousand suns. All right? We're in the gateway of Hermes, where everything is moving like triple fast right now. Things are not the same anymore. All right? We're in the midst of a star system convergence, which has got a few more weeks before the energy begins to tap into another area of cosmic energy. Okay? So we've got a lot that is going on, brothers and sisters. We got a whole lot. But hell's fire is raining down, and it's going to get worse. And we're not talking about fire coming from the sky. Alright? These factors gave us this whole thing about apocalyptic times, and fire's going to be coming from the sky, and it's just going to be crazy everywhere. Bringing this whole system to an end. All right? What do we say about Christmas? Christmas create energy, right? So the higher the frequency, the higher the energy, right? So I'll say the higher the frequency, the higher the higher the energy, all right? So it's the frequency. If there was no frequency, there would be no energy. Remember we talked about that? So because frequency is spiking, and these scientists are watching, while these scientists are watching what's getting ready to happen to the world that they created, the hell's fire getting ready to rain down on the world they created, our people are running around here not understanding what's happening. Until that awakening force comes, and then they're going to be like, oh, I see now. Alright? So, the energy is rising because the frequency is rising. Even though these factors try to create all kind of adverse weather, you know, call themselves creating winter and all this, they want to be the rulers of the sky. What's that, motherfucker said, he who rules the weather rules the world. That's what he said. And he was so proud about it. They were so proud. See, they're so proud of the little stupid bullshit that they do, trying to control things and, you know, just knowing that they really don't have any control. You talk about some soulless motherfuckers who don't have no control at all, you know. So they really, really are proud of the bullshit they do. You know, it's kind of fucked up, but, you know, it is what it is. But they're really proud of what they do. He who rules the weather rules the world. What about you who makes it to the frequency rules the world? He who controls the frequency rules the world. Or they who control the frequency rules the world. Who are they? The original beings. But now we have made the decision that we don't want to go be to sleep anymore. We don't want to sleep anymore. We're awake. We're wide awake, and we're never going back to sleep. We're never going to fall under the religious disbelief or whatever the bullshit is these factors gave us. We'll never fall victim to that bullshit ever again. All right? We will never fall victim to that bullshit again. Yeah, we'll never fall into bullshit again, never, ever, ever again. So, what we're looking at, We're looking at true power. This is what we're looking at. We're looking at true power. We're looking at the truest form of power. They who control the frequencies control the world. Jackson, I want y'all to hear this shit again. Because, you know, your Lyndon Baines Johnson said it so happily, and he was, he who rules the weather rules the world. You motherfucker. Y'all think y'all in the weather? We got the frequencies. Who Trump who, motherfucker? Who Trump who? Who got the upper hand on y'all, motherfuckers? Who got the upper hand? That's right, that's right. Because, you know, me and my higher self was talking tonight, and my higher self was like, yep, hell's fire is raining down on them. And what's hell's fire? The frequencies which create the energy, and the energy, this creates the vibrations, and the vibrations create the heat. And this is what they're trying to fight against, is the heat. Because their body is not able to take it. See, this is beyond the sun. Everybody was talking about the sun and melanoma and all this stuff. No. This is beyond the sun. Because you have to remember that we, the celestial beings, we, the primordial beings of this realm, we are children of the sun. We are literally condensed sunlight. And what have I been telling you all for the longest? And so many brothers and sisters didn't want to hear it. Our planet is literally a sun. Our planet is literally a sun. We are children of the sun. We have an atmospheric sun. All right? We have an atmospheric sun. Not just one. Across our realm. From one part of our realm to the other part of our realm, we see one sun. And then you got Antarctica and Alaska area that shares another sun. And they're like at completely different areas. But they share the same sun. So while Alaska is light for what they call 6 calendar months, Antarctica is dark for 6 calendar months. And then when Antarctica is light for 6 calendar months, Alaska is dark for 6 calendar months. All right? Then when you go into the Arctic Circle, what it is, the Arctic Circle has got its own sun. In the Arctic Circle, that's its own sun in the Arctic Circle. See, our planet is literally a sun, and we're children of the sun. And in the center of our planet is a sun. In the center of our planet is a sun. Can you comprehend this? So hellfire is getting ready to rain down on these factions and this system. And the shit that they created, hell's fire, is getting ready to rain down on them because of these frequencies strike. And we told you guys, these frequencies are not going to go down. The frequencies are not going to reduce. They're not going to go down. They're not going to become lower. And any kind of adjective or synonym that you use to describe something going lower, it's not going to degrade anything. The frequencies are literally going to continue to rise. Why? Because our spirituality, we are looking and seeking back to that high level of spirituality that we once lived. All right? We're seeking for that. And what the ancient brother said, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. There wasn't no fucking stringy-haired Jesus that said that shit. This was the ancestors. If you want to find something, you must seek. And how do you seek for it? You have to go within yourself. And then what, you know, me, myself, and Osiris, you know, what will we teach you all? We'll be teaching you all for the longest. You must go within yourself to find that power. You can't find it on the outside of you. You can't find it in money. You can't find it in jobs. You can't find it in clothes, cars, shoes, glasses, You can't find it in the rap industry, music industry, housing industry. You can't find it in the car industry. You can't find it nowhere but within yourself. You can't find it in the church. You can go to 1,000 different religions, and you'll never find that power that you're looking for until you go within yourself. This is what was taught for me, for my vessel, taught you all, that the only way to get this power is to go within yourself. And what do you start doing? You start seeking. And what happened? You found that level of spirituality, and you say, I want to go deeper, because I ain't going deep enough. Then we taught you how to go, how to take your spirit and go, allow your spirit to go inside of your soul, because your soul is literally that bottomless pit, that black hole, that never-ending energy, dark energy that's within you. Your spirit is that light energy. We told you that. But then you start allowing your soul to travel through your spirit, and therefore what took place? You begin to find your spiritual power, your spiritual energy, the spiritual force that you belong to. That's what you begin to find. And then you were like, oh. And so now you're going deeper and deeper and deeper. I'm seeing the brothers. I'm getting videos of the sisters. I'm getting videos of the brothers doing telekinesis and moving things with their hands and with their mind. I haven't seen one sister yet. Send me a video of telekinesis. What you doing, ladies? What's going on, ladies? What's going on, ladies? All right? So, understand, overstand, brothers and sisters. Hell's fire is coming down, and these beings cannot take the frequencies. It's the frequencies. So they can try to control the weather all they want to. The weather is nothing, but the frequencies are everything. So they, control the frequencies, control the world. This is another reason why they try to use CERN. They try to use CERN also to try to mandate the frequencies, but CERN is only a seven radius mile, and that's very small. I mean, if you think of 7 miles, according to the huge colossal planet, that's literally nothing. CERN has no power. Literally, CERN has no power. CERN is literally stupid. And these beings actually, they smile with it. Like I say, the stupid shit they're so happy for the stupid shit. Oh, look, I got a piece of doodle in my hair. Oh, look what I got. And they want everybody to notice what they got. You know, y'all don't give a fuck. You know, I could care less. So the whole thing about it is we're getting ready to go into a totally different area. And it's the energy spikes and the spikes, and you can feel this energy. Oh, my goodness, it's so beautiful. But it's beautiful for us, and it's hell for these sectors. It's hell. This is falling. Everything is coming down. All right? Everything is coming down. And hell's fire is coming down on them and their entire system. And there's nothing that they can do. They can't put us into a state of sleep. They can't make us go into fear anymore. They can't. We the most feared beings. And because we have no fear, our frequencies literally flow like motherfucking 1,000 suns beaming at one time in one area. That's how our frequencies are going to be. And this is the hell fire that's going to come down on these kings. And they know it, brothers and sisters. They know it. And they're scared. Mimi, they are scared. They're very scared. And those who know of me or know me have seen me, they look at me in a certain way. Like, you know, I know who you are, but I'm not going to say anything to you. See, I'm very prudent
in my actions. And you got to remember the word prudent literally means flawless. So I try to be flawless in my actions so that I won't be held accountable for something that these factors will want to hold me against. You know what? I don't even give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about nothing. I literally don't care about nothing. I don't care about anything. I don't care about their system, their money, their whatever garbage they created. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit because it's useless to us. It has no foundation, has no stamina, it has no poise, it has nothing. It's just stupid shit to create a bunch of genetically modified vegetables. You got vegetables being grown in greenhouses, and you got full-grown vegetables in a month, and they're proud of it. And then they say, we're going to make some money. We're going to make some money. And they keep making the same money over and over and over and over and over, and they're proud of it. And they want us to be proud of it. Then they want us to do what they do, all right? They want us to do what they do. They want us to act the way they act because they feel like what they're doing is just so special and so beautiful. We're bringing hell's fire down on these motherfuckers. Sisters, when you start doing your telekinesis, you're literally going to feel a shifting in the energy because you ladies really carry a bunch of power that us men don't carry. You feel me? You ladies, you sisters, carry a whole book of power that us brothers don't carry. We need to see what you're doing. Show me some videos or something. Are you moving things with your mind and your hands? Doing telekinesis or hydrokinesis, the power, whichever one you're doing. All right? We're bringing hell's fire down. And how do we bring hell's fire down? When we raise the frequencies and the vibrations. All right? And this is where science takes place. All right? All right, remember, we talked about perpetual motion, which means that something spins, spins, and spins, spins. So you look at your body as perpetual motion, okay? You look at your body as perpetual motion. Your body works without being plugged on into anything. That's perpetual motion, something and always in motion. Never has to be plugged into anything. All right, what happens is it begins to spin faster. And what does it mean spinning faster? It means you begin to think on a higher level. All right, that's what that means. You begin to think on a light, higher level. So you're thinking on a higher level, so you're spinning faster. And what happens as you spin faster? You begin to create frequencies. So you think on a higher level, you're creating frequencies. All right, you're creating frequencies. And therefore, you're creating frequencies. You're literally drawing frequencies from the outside to that literally pairs up with the frequencies that you're creating, and now you have a trio or quattro or cinco or quintet. You can have a quintet of frequencies flowing, which is five different frequencies flowing at one time. And see, this is the beautiful part. So you're thinking on a higher level, and so those frequencies literally create vibrations. Now you have extremely high vibrations because you got five different frequencies flowing at one time. All right, so you got extremely high vibrations, and what does the vibrations create? Energy. And what is that energy? Is part of it's called thermodynamics, which means now you're able to make things happen that won't normally happen because your frequencies and vibrations, that energy around you has literally shifted into another completely different organism. Now you can make the fire come where there's no fire, and water comes where there's no water. You can open up the ground. You can make wind blow the way you want it to blow. This is what we're talking about. So we're literally changing our mindsets. We're changing ourselves into who we're supposed to be. And because we're changing ourselves, we are literally ruling over the frequencies, and the frequencies are literally coming to us. Therefore, what's happening? We are literally the atoms of this realm. We the so-called black people. We the original beings. We the golden race. We are the atoms of this realm. And when the atoms of this realm are in an awakened state and begin to move at a different level and a different different tune, what happens? The entire realm does the same thing with the original beings. Therefore, we're bringing hell's fire down to these factions. All right? Thought you was going to keep us away from spirituality. You thought you were going to make us stay with this Jesus and Holy Ghost and Allah and Jehovah and all this other garbage and Hebrew Israelite and all this other stupid bullshit garbage that you were putting out there and that fucking no good, weak-ass Bible and all that shit. Yeah, you thought you was going to keep us there. You can't keep us there. Hellfire is coming down, baby. Hellfire is coming down. All right. Sunday, May 14th, 2023 at 1 p.m. 1 p.m. Eastern time, because all the energy comes from the east. All right? So it'll be 1 p.m. Eastern time for us, but as far as on the other side of the realm, I don't know what time it's going to be. I have to figure that out. I don't know what time it's going to be, but they're going to feel it first, because the energy always comes from the east. They're going to feel it first, and then we're going to feel it for a little later on Sunday. After that, the frequencies are going to continue to rise higher and higher and higher because now the frequencies are feeding us. We went seek for the frequencies. So now the frequency has found us, and now it's and because the frequency has found the original being, the golden race, what happens? Now we begin to shift. And as we shift and our mindsets get higher, what happens? The energy of the realm gets higher, which means that the system that these factions create, this dumb system, they created a dumb and stupid and idiotic system. The system that they created will literally fall down. And it's not going to fall on its knees. It's just going to collapse. And then it's just going to turn to fucking dust. It's going to be no more. All right? This is when we begin to live. All right? I'll catch you guys later. All power to the multi-shoppers, left hand, jelly beans, my chaos rank. I've remember chaos is everything. Chaos is everything. Much power to you all.
He always says, chaos brings change. You know, peace ain't really done shit, but got us into the mess that we're in now. But I love that perspective. So, guys, welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Motivational Classroom. As you guys know, I'm your host, Kabuta Tim Oracle. You know me also as Keith and Boyd. And, guys, hold on. Okay, I gotta go back on this. Okay, yeah. All right, guys. Welcome to another podcast, the Hanson Witness Radio Motivational Classroom. As many of you may know, Motivational Classroom is a place in a space where it's a classroom, right? It's a spiritual classroom, guys. It's one of the most highlighted podcasts on the Hanson Witness Radio, where I like to gather lectures and materials and stuff like that, because how often do we learn together? How often do we grow together? How often do we, you know, connect the dots together, put the pieces together? You know what I mean? I mean, live while doing it, right? So that's what this is. That's what this podcast is about, guys. And I'm on every weekend. My normal times were 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, but I've been coming on a lot earlier, so you can always catch the replay a bit later, guys. So in choosing the podcast, guys, all of my video credits will always be in the show notes. For the podcast that has started, I think late last year I've been including every video credit, you know, because I want you guys to also go like and subscribe to the people that I choose. Some of these are popular channels, you know what I mean, Brother Rich being one. Brother Rich is somebody that I modeled under, and I love, well, when I say modeled under, I mean he did radio. I started in his awareness radio in 2018. He had, I think, Underground Railroad on Blog Talk, you know what I mean? So, like, a lot of people that I looked up to, you know, him and Brother Panic, Minister Jew, you know, just a lot of early on Bobby Heenan lectures. You know, like I used to love to do research. I still do, guys. That's what this is about. You know, like I gather research and I gather material, and I like to just bring it on, you know, my platform and just learn and grow together, guys. So that's what Enhancing Awareness Radio is about, and that is what a motivational classroom is highlighted to bring, right? To tie in perspective. Boom. All right, so guys, Sister Myra, Brother Rich, Sister Myra, awesome duo, you guys. You know, I like to do cosmic updates every now and then. I may choose Brother Wisdom or even Marvin Jones. Or, you know, most of all, when Brother Rich brings Sister Myra on, you know what I mean? It's just amazing, guys. So I think I got a few of Cosmic Update podcasts for the classroom that I had included Brother Rich's material. Sister Myra talks about the astrology, the cosmic levels of things, and I love Brother Wisdom, how he was talking about the frequencies, guys. You know, I wrote something just this AM, and what I am seeing a lot of is a lot of us, and I feel that it's all by design, but what a lot of us like to do is we like to play on one another's insecurities. That's what I've noticed here lately, and it's been a lot of heavy. I do know the war on the mind is big business. And what we do is we project things, and we, you know, we want to keep one another. It seems that we want to keep one another on, like, this certain frequency, but who wins in the end in that? You know what I mean? So what I had wrote today was, you know, if we are going to play on one another's insecurities, the intention, right, not the intention of control, but the intention of really wanting to help a brother or really wanting to help a sister, but really not projecting to help because we are imposing on their reality. You know what I mean? But, you know, like, I'm not going to speak this, you know what I'm saying? And you probably catch the hook of it, you know, and think, damn, well, I am going through a bad time when you're really not going through a bad time. So please pay attention to the distraction, guys. The distractions are really at an all-time high, and you really have to have a strong mind to kind of know that whatever projection is projected onto you does not have to be your fucking reality. You know what I mean? It's kind of annoying. You know, it's gotten to a point where it's annoying sometimes. Like, okay, wait a minute. You know, you got to stop and ask yourself, okay, yeah, I've been through some of the things you're projecting, but that's not my shit right now. You know what I'm saying? And you do have an opportunity to grow. You do have an opportunity to expand past the levels of projection that this society projects onto one another. That's all. Okay? So if you do not have any kind of balanced outlet, because, you know, it's not always about positivity. That extra by me say it's important to be aware, right? To be aware. So it seems that I always got to find that and play that in my lectures. So I'm going to find it and play that. It's like 30 seconds. But anyway, guys, we're going to listen to – I did not listen to this because y'all guys know I like to listen live with you guys. So – excuse me, I've been holding this for about 2 weeks because I'm like, okay, let's just play it on the podcast. So I'm learning and I'm listening to Sister Myra with you guys. That's what I like to do, okay? So let me give y'all the title.
And when I say good, I don't mean perfect. I mean that you're aware.
And when you say good, you mean positive.
I mean aware. Right. Right. No good if you're not aware, even if you're positive. You can be emulating something positive. That's no good, you know. It's good when you're aware. I'm aware that I'm bad. I'm aware that I'm happy. I'm aware that I'm sad. I'm aware that I'm, you know, old. I'm aware that I'm new. You know, when you're aware, that's good. You know, that can take you to everything.
Enhancing Awareness Radio, okay? When you're aware, that's it. Explained it better, but Miss Badu, right? when you're aware, you know. It's not good when you when you're aware that you're bad, when you're aware that you're unbalanced, when you're aware that something is off, you know, within inside you. You know, when you are aware and when you are able to be comfortable with being, you know, not being at your best, when you are comfortable with being at your best, you know what I mean? Just being aware. So the title of the podcast from Brother Rich's channel, and again, everything is in the show notes, guys, for you to go to like and subscribe. I even included Sister Mara's website for you guys to go book a reading or, you know, to check her out to see who she is. It's also in the show notes, guys, SisterMara.com, and the spelling is there. All you got to do is just go to this podcast and just click it, and you'll see it in the video show notes, all right? So, and I'm pretty sure she's going to say it as well, but I'm so excited. It just happened 10 days ago. There it is. So, yeah, I'm excited. I've been reserving this, tabling this for this moment. So let's see what Sister Mara has to say, all right? And Brother Rich. So shout out to them, guys. I love what you guys do on Black Magic 363. Magic is with a K. 363 on YouTube, guys. Go, again, like and subscribe. Join his Patreon. Brother has been doing amazing things for years. I mean, he's deep in the game. And he's also doing him, Blue Pill, Red Pill, Rod Hayes. Like, y'all know I love all of them. So I always include the brother's materials as well as referencing them out, because that's what it's all about, the spiritual networking. I've always been about the spiritual networking. You know, it's not just about me. Y'all know I don't care about the money or any shit like that. You know, I mean, it's good, but I've never really just been so hot gung-ho on promoting that. I'm like Rod Hayes on that. You know, it's like I'm not here for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for networking as far as material and classroom. So that's what Enhancement Awareness Radio is about, all right, if you ever wanted to know. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and listen to, I think it's about 2 hours, so this might be a longer podcast. I don't like doing part ones and twos and shit, so I got to get short of the podcast. But anyway, we're going to ride through this two-hour podcast. So let's go ahead and waste no more time. Y'all guys know I like to pause, talk, and do all that, but definitely interested in what Sister Mara has to say. Go like and subscribe and check out Sister Mara's website as well.
Right, all right. Peace to the family. Peace to the family. Shout out everybody out there. Y'all see what it is tonight? All right, going to have an amazing show. About to bring more than a living legend. I mean, I'm about to bring royalty on this show again. So before I bring Sister Myra on, let me get to a commercial, and we will be right back, family. Hit that like button, tell your friends and family we're live. We're going to have a great show tonight. We'll be right back.
It's the numeral original session with King Diamond. Text your full name and date of birth to 347-496-1022. That's 347-496-1022. And get my book on Amazon now.
Hey there. Had a bad dream? I have dreams too. Some parts are scary and some parts are fun. Always remind yourself, it's only a dream and everything will be okay. I had a dream about being in a forest too. Check it out. My pet Petey was with me. Order your copy of Kayla Petey and the Forest on Amazon today.
All right. So we are now back, family. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I've been, real quick, I've been gone for a couple of days off of YouTube. I've been in the studio with Cam Body. We're working on the Holy Ghost 3 family. So I've just been wrapped up in that, dedicating full undivided attention to that. So I just took the weekend off from YouTube. But it's good to be back here. Always good to be back here. And always good to have Sister Myra on here. So without further ado, got to bring on Sister Myra Moss. Hey, good to have you back on here.
Well, thank you, Brother Rich. It's always good to be on your show. Back to with the family again. And I'm ready. I'm ready. So whatever we can get into.
You know. How's everything been since the last time you've been on?
Oh, it's been fantastic. Everything is still on the up and up. Yeah, I'm just keep getting what I call B&B, which is better and better.
Good, excellent. B&B. I'm gonna use that one. B&B, better and better. I'm gonna use that one. We doing something special tonight. I do this. I might do it like every week. I have a different speaker come on, and we do like a Q&A with the people. And it's a good way for them. It's a different energy, and it's a good way to see what's on people's minds from around the world. And it allows them to communicate with the speaker. Sometimes these people don't get a chance to ever come to a lecture and ask y'all questions directly. So they, you know, by them coming on here, they can ask your questions directly. And you know, it's a good vibe. It's a good vibe.
Yes.
So we definitely gonna do the Q&A tonight, family. Just remember the rules of the show when we do Q&A. Only one question, family. Only one question. We have limited time. And I want to get to as many of y'all as possible. In the back, it'd be crowded. Like, y'all be, I know y'all want to ask questions. So we're going to, one question, respect the rules of the platform and be courteous to everybody else that's coming behind you. We're going to ask one question and we're going to keep it moving. Sister Myra will give you a brief answer to all your questions and we're going to have a great time. One thing I want to say, Myra, before we start the Q&A.
Yes.
I actually was listening. I ended up getting a cassette recorder, and I was listening to my old reading that you did for me. Remember, I showed you on a cassette?
Yeah, I was listening to it,
and I was just reminiscing and thinking about, you know, how important that was for me at that time. I remember Bobby Hemmick used to say a couple of sisters was excellent readers in the community, and you were one of them, and he told me about, I think, two other sisters. He would just tell, not me personally, but he would just tell the community about. And the woman back in that era, that golden age of consciousness, played such an important role in helping the people remember who they were in the system and their life path. So
yeah.
I think this is important, and I think what you do is important. Everybody refers to you as the Oracle. So before we get to the Q&A, what do you define as the 2023 oracle of this matrix that we live in? Do you think the oracle has different roles depending on the era that we are in? Like, how would you define being an oracle in this paradigm that we're currently in?
Very strategic question, because, you know, it's something that builds. You know, my information doesn't change, but it does expand. And for each generation, it seems to add another layer and another layer and another layer. And what I'm finding out now is that the information I was receiving, say, 20, 30 years ago, is only now coming into fruition. We're at the time of fulfillment. So everything we've been, all the readers, all the teachers, all the, you know, what we've been giving for all this time is now culmination, where we're getting validated for those things. Yeah.
Did you ever have, was there, like, just from your personal experience, did you ever develop doubt, say, if your message took 10 years to come into fruition, or it took 10 years for people to be receptive to it? I'm just curious from your perspective, like, did you start to develop doubt throughout that time?
I think when I had the doubt was when I was first really getting into it, you know. And then the doubt was about, am I coming from, you know, spiritual messages, or, you know, is this coming from, you know, my own opinion or my own idea?
Right, those are the things
that I had to really learn how to separate this thing when I was being inspired to give information versus I do include my own wisdom, you know, into the mix. So not much, because I use tools to get information. You know, my forte is reading symbolism. You know, that's the language. I call myself an energy master. So I started studying energy, you know, astrology, numerology, all the other tools. You know, that's just what they were. They were just tools to define energy. And the more, it's a system, you know, and there's rules and there are laws to how energy unfolds. And that's what I got focused on. And that's what guided me, so that, you know, I was following the rules of energy. And that way I could be very secure about the information that I was putting out. But it's funny that you titled the Oracle because, you know, my son, you know, when the movie The Matrix come out and the Oracle was pulling some cookies out of the oven, and my son would tell me how all their friends would call me the Oracle, and then one day they walked in the house, and I was pulling cookies out of the oven.
Wow.
And they never got over that. Their friends was really on them after that. So, but as I keep telling everybody, I read energy, and, you know, I'm a reporter for the cosmos, and sometimes, you know, people get maybe a little perturbed by some of the information I put out, but I have to constantly remind them it's not me. You know, all I am is reporting, you know, from a system of studying energy. So that's why I call myself a reporter for the cosmos, and the information is not mine. It's not my responsibility, but where I do take responsibility is being able to interpret symbolism, which is the spiritual language, and that's how I'm able to, you know, give out the information that I do, you see.
So, definitely. I'm still in amazement at how accurate your reading was. This is 2005. Like, I'm still in amazement. Like, you're definitely hands down one of the best. So I'm glad that the people are receptive at this point and supporting. Somebody actually asked, how can they get a reading? Could you tell them before we get started?
Yes, the only way to get a reading from me at this point is through my website, which is sistermyra.com. And, you know, so, like, I'm on Spotify, and they'll do all the – I don't do anything with the scheduling. All I do is get the names, you know, for what date the consultation is. So just go on the website, sistermyra.com, and, you know, for consultations. I also have the book there. And the classes, but I'm still haven't started the classes back up yet. So those are the things that are there and available on the website. So that's it.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Let's get started with the Q&A from the people all over the world. Love to hear the global news, the people all over the world. Just remember, family, one question, and we're going to keep it moving. She'll give you a brief answer, and we're going to keep it moving. Also, the link is pinned at the top of the chat. So if you're interested in asking a question, the link is pinned at the top of the chat, family. All right, shout out to everybody just came in the room. The assistant, Myra Moss, and let's get to the first caller. My brother, Hey Rue, was here first. Hey Rue, what's up, brother? Hey Rue, you there? Yo, Hey Rue. We can't hear you, my brother. We can't hear you. We can't hear you. Yo, you there now? Nah, I still can't hear you. I'm going to get to the next call. I'm going to leave you in the back, and I'm going to get to the next person, and I'll come right back to you. All right, let's get to the next caller. Ryan 411.
Hi, my bad.
So good.
Good. So good. I'm Capricorn Moon Leo Rising, and I was wondering if you had some wisdom for somebody with a lot of cardinal placements, because we're always learning something, but it's kind of hard to stay on one thing when you want the other things, so kind of wait for that.
Okay, and you said you had what sun? I heard a Capricorn moon and a Leo rising.
Aries.
My favorite energy. Now that's because I have Aries rising, I have Aries Jupiter, and then what I call my signature energy, and that's funny because that's just how you figure your signature energy. That means I have more cardinal signs than any other mode, and I have more fire elements. And the cardinal fire sign of the zodiac is Aries. So that's what gives me an Aries signature, you see. So that's quite a combination. I have like 10 cardinal signs.
Wow.
You know, one fixed sign in my chart and maybe three mutables. So I do have a dominant cardinal. And the cardinal cross, that is when we're dealing with the royal energy. Those are the royal signs. There's three cross levels that we're being influenced from. Yeah, the cardinal, which is Aries opposite me, and Cancer opposite Capricorn. And these are the ones that initiate and activate a new level of royal energy from the universe. We have all the signs in it, signs that you came in here to focus through. So you came here to focus through the cardinal cross, which is a leader, a pioneer, the Anubises of the zodiac. And for the feminine, they call it an Anubis. So getting on that cardinal cross. What is, you said your rising sign is Leo. So overall, you have a fixed cross. Your sun sign puts you on the cardinal cross, and then you're dominant of other planets in cardinal signs. But overall, you're on a fixed cross with a Leo rising. And the fixed cross is the one that sets that energy into motion. You know, what the cardinal cross activates, the fixed cross will reverse the energy and set that into motion. And that's Taurus opposite Scorpio and Leo opposite Aquarius. So there's a combination going on here. So you are in your energy, we're talking energy vibration, you activate and initiate, especially a daily. That's the first, that is the prince of the royal family, the cardinal fire. The fire always deals with the sun. So the cardinal fire is the prince. The cardinal water is the queen, which is Cancer. The cardinal air is the king, which is Libra. And the cardinal earth is the princess, which is Capricorn. So you're the first cardinal sign. The ultimate or the quintessential pioneer are Anubis, which is the feminine version of Anubis. So open her other way. That helps lead the way. And as a warrior, Aries rules over Aries, Taurus, and Gemini before we get to the next cardinal sign of Cancer. So that's the first quarter that Aries rules that domain, the warrior. The first three signs on the physical half of the astrological cycle. So that's in the warfare is manifesto level through Aries. The planetary ruler of Aries is Mars. So that's Aries energy. Aries is the most personal sign of the zodiac. So that means they come to their full 360 degrees of personal power as Aries. That's who they pattern their heroes after. So very strategic energy. It starts the whole gamut.
Yeah.
So,
man.
Yes.
Since you done got a whole reading out of Myra. you done such a
lot. I'm trying to put it in succinctly, but she's got my favorite energy.
Hello. Yeah. Myra got happy when you asked that question, sis. Myra got
happy. Aries energy. Aries energy.
Her eyes lit up. Hey, thank you for calling. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, peace. Yeah, Myra, you lit up when she asked that question.
Yeah, I love you, Mary.
Yeah, you was resonating with this energy. Definitely resonating.
Yeah.
Let's get to we're gonna get to the next one. Let's see who we got down here. Let's get to Demarius. That's your name, brother?
Demarius.
Demarius. How you doing, brother? You got a question for Sister Myra?
Yes, sir. First, thank you for taking my call. Good evening, Brother Rich, Sister Myra. I received a cosmic reading from Isis Wisdom around October. She told me that my soul comes from Andromeda, the Andromeda galaxy. What can you tell us about Andromeda, their history of planet Earth and the human race, and their role in our planet's ascension?
Okay. I'm not that familiar with the Andromeda. Give me a little more information on it.
Well, I was told that that I am a part of the Royal Andromedan God Council,
okay.
An Andromedan commander. They are part of the Galactic Federation. I'm still going to be asking myself, is there anything at all that you could tell us? That's all.
Okay, and what is your sun sign?
Taurus,
okay. Okay, so what I'm getting is almost like part of a higher hierarchy, energy being part of like a spiritual council, you see, that helps, dictate the rules of how spiritual energy will unfold, like you said, for the earth. And that's what I do. I read those considerations of how energy unfolds on the earth. Taurus, the sign of values. So you bring something of value to the table at the higher spiritual hierarchy that's going to be helpful in influencing the evolution of Daughter Earth. You know, I say Daughter Earth, not Mother Earth, Mama Universe and Daughter Earth. So your energy vibration, there's some of us who fell from the highest level of the universe to the lowest. And, in transformation, that means it's now time to come back full circle to the highest again. So what that gives me is that you came from a very ancient level of the universe, at the top of this hierarchy, spiritual hierarchy, and energizing through your focus. Your sun sign is always your focus. So energizing what is the value when it comes to the rules, the regulations of how energy is unfolding for Daughter Earth and activating the evolution. Daughter Earth is stepping up as a star system, you see. So you're part of the energy that's helping to orchestrate that, you see. So that's the best I can get. I'd have to do more research, on that term, to really put any more information together. But from what I gather from what you say, I'm just saying that you fell from a very high level, top of the hierarchy, available to contribute what is the value for Daughter Earth's evolution to the higher spiritual influence of fulfillment at this time. That's about as best I can give you, until I look more into the Andromeda energy.
Yes, that's very helpful.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Your opposite sign is Scorpio. So I don't talk about one sign without the opposite, because I call myself a holistic. So putting both halves together, that means your spiritual energy will be Taurus. So Taurus being the sign of values and Scorpio being the sign of transformation. So you're very valuable in guiding from the universe. Your energy is how we have to now transform in our values in order to evolve as the new rulers for the new Aquarian age. That is the fixed cross that you're on, and that's the role of the fixed cross, to reverse the energy out of the mundane physical illusion of power to a spiritual, creative, and royal empowerment. And in order to do that, in order to evolve as the new rulers, the horizontal leg of the fixed cross is towards the Scorpio, which means the transformation of values in order to evolve Aquarius as new age rulers. And that's what you're participating in from a holistic perspective in the universe.
That's excellent. Very helpful. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
You see, I'm trying to beat the street, brother.
Was the reception messing up on your end?
No.
Did you see? I think something with my bandwidth. This happened the other night when I did a show with Rod Hayes. I think I got to call my company or something. I think it's something with the bandwidth. It was like acting up just now. So hopefully we'll get through the whole show smoothly.
Oh, okay.
But But
on my end, yeah.
I think the brother. Okay, the brother. Hey, brother. Yeah, I appreciate the call, my brother. You got disconnected, but I appreciate the call. All right.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me on.
I love it. All right, peace. Yeah. All right, y'all. Always freeze it on your end.
How you know, I mine always do that.
Yeah, yeah, you, yeah. I know, Tom, you be having
yeah. Yeah, mine always do that. Just a little bit, not too much, though.
Shout out to Tachina Arnold. You know the sister who played Pam or Martin, Sister Myra?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a big-time supporter. She's a big-time supporter.
Wonderful.
Yeah. She shows she's fun and loved by the support, and I definitely appreciate it. So I want to give her a big shout-out. Famous.
Wonderful. You know, that's how I connected with Brother Fred White through your show. He saw me on your show, and that's how he contacted me. And he always used to say, Sister Myra, you don't know who's watching you, you know, because that's how he connect. But that was when, way back, you know, when I did the astrological destiny for the black race. So that's what he saw and contacted me from there.
Excellent. All right. Yeah, shout out to everybody watching, known and unknown. I appreciate all the support, the attention, and everything that y'all do for this channel. Definitely appreciate it. Let's get to the next question. I mean, the next caller. Once again, if you're coming in late, because we've got over 2,000 people in the chat now, if you're coming in late, we're doing a live Q&A with Sister Myra. The chat might be full in the back. If it's full, you could just keep trying, and, you know, you'll eventually get in. But remember, family, one question, Myra's going to answer it, and then we're going to keep it moving. But enjoying this definitely so far tonight. Let's get to the next caller.
Osama. Okay. It's my rap name. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Yeah, I hear you.
I say namaste to both of you. My question is, I was watching your old video with you and Sister Myra, the 222 video about spirit and intuition and knowing thyself. I'm in a shelter right now, and it's not making sense. So what's your answer on spirit and intuition?
Spirit intuition?
Yes.
Okay.
You heard the whole question, Myra?
Well, I heard him say he was in a shelter, and then he said, what is
your opinion on intuition? Yeah.
Yeah, from the shelter to intuition. Okay. What I can say about being in the shelter right now is the fact that we're trying to transition. Your spirit is trying to transition you from your material power to your spiritual power. I always say the mama bird is now trying to push the baby birds out of a proverbial material nest so they can find out they have been liberated, that they can fly. They no longer have the yoke of materialism keeping them grounded in the physical illusion. You can serve two masters, okay? So the thing is, those that are being pushed out of that material nest now are the ones discovering their wings, their spiritual wings, so that by the time this crashes overall, you don't have to look back, you don't even have to flinch. You've already discovered how to open up to your spiritual power. I always like to tell the story of my, one of my relatives was going into surgery, and I was living way across the country. I was living way in Atlanta, and my family's in Nebraska. And when I found out about it, I didn't have the money to fly over there and be with them. So I had to send my spirit. I had to get my spirit for their healing and for them to feel my presence. And the next day, I was told that it worked magnificently. By the time the doctor got up in there, everything had seemingly corrected itself. I keep telling people, if I had had money, I'd have flew over there, been sitting at his side, not really helped him. Like, I helped him by sending my spirit. So we're learning how to liberate ourselves from our dependency on our material power so that we can transition to that spiritual empowerment. And that's usually by guidance from your spirit. Your spirit is positioning you because I'm telling you, the money doesn't have much longer to be of value. Even in the Bible, they say in the last days, and we're definitely in the last days. They're going to be throwing money in the streets because it has no value. But that's for us to learn how to liberate ourselves and step up to our spiritual power, independent of, you know, dependency on the material power. It's time for us to transition to practicing our issue state. At least not more dependency on the material than you are on your spiritual powers. So learning how, when I moved to North Carolina, that's where I got my lessons in depending on spiritual empowerment, you see. So you're on the verge of a crossover from learning how to depend on that that spiritual power versus your material one. And let me see, I'm trying to put that in context to the intuition you're talking about, but you see,
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, okay. Very sensitive. That's the most sensitive sign of the zodiac. We are the last cardinal sign, and we are the ultimate receiver. The Libra, the cardinal air, is the ultimate transmitter. Capricorn is the ultimate receiver. That's because we are the most sensitive sign of the zodiac, and we're very sensitive to spiritual energy. So whatever you're going through right now, especially on the material tip, it seems that it doesn't have you low-key. It doesn't have you bothered. It doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
Is what I'm looking at. So your intuition from your spirit is telling you that this is not anything. This is a phase of how you're transitioning to a new level.
Okay.
The old has to go in order for the new to blossom. So any dependency on material power is now being transitioned to you opening up and discovering your spiritual powers. That's what I get.
I appreciate the call, my brother.
Can
thank
you hear
you?
Me? Wonderful.
I see it on my face. Please, brother. Yeah.
All right. Wow, you're giving some wonderful answers for the family.
I love questions. I thrive on questions.
Yeah, I know they're definitely enjoying this. Let's get to the next. Let's get to the next caller, Shirley White. Can you hear me, Shirley White?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right.
I have a question. For the. I'm Aquarius, and I was trying to figure out what Aquarius energy right now to be doing at this moment. I know they were talking about, I think it's like the Pluto retrograde that's going on. So if you can give me a
In Aquarius, yes. Aquarius, again, we're going back to the fixed cross. As a matter of fact, Aquarius is one of the most dominant energy influence going on right now because we did enter the Aquarius age in 2013. So that, as I was saying earlier, Aquarius is the sign of evolution, and its opposite sign is Leo. So an evolution of a new age rulership. And in order to evolve as the new age rulers, there has to be a transformation of values. It's time for, the key to everything is balance. So it's time for the ancient rulers to pass the new age rulers the baton so that we can evolve Aquarius out of an abuse of power to a humanitarian empowerment. And the Aquarius energy is the main focus of how this energy is being reversed for our evolution. That means each lifetime we balance on enough levels until we get to the Aquarius age, then that's the point of evolution. It's also the sign of I know. It's the last air sign. So it has the highest outreach to spiritual knowledge and spiritual information. Aquarius, they call it the water bearer, even though it's an air sign. And the reason they call it the water bearer, because it brings the hidden waters of the Pisces, the subconscious, and brings it to the conscious mind, or exposes it to the conscious mind as revelation, you see. So from the subconscious, which is where our true powers come from, and the revelation of what's hidden subconsciously is exposed to the conscious mind through Aquarius. That's why it's the sign of I know. It has the highest knowing or outreach to spiritual knowledge. So the opposite sign, Leo, I know I am a creative ruler. In order to activate that rulership, that's that Aquarius and Leo axis of energy. So your spiritual energy will be Leo. So you will be, I know I am a creative ruler in order to activate that rulership. This is the energy I use to say, I'm hammer time. You can't touch this. Because I know it's my power. You know what I'm saying? And once you know the source of your power, it's not enough just to know anymore. Now you have to walk in that knowing. It's a difference in knowing and walking in the knowing. That means stepping up in the security of your power to a new rulership, you see. We got to come out of a victim-type mentality and think of ourselves as evolving as the new rulers for the new Aquarian age. That's just setting the tone for everything right now.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you,
Shelly. Hey, Shelly, thank you for the thank you for the call, Shelly.
Thank you, Rich. You have a good one. Peace, too.
Okay. All right. Peace, peace. All right. Man, wow. What a show. They loving it in the chat, Maya.
Wonderful.
They loving it.
Wonderful.
Thanks to everybody in chat. Thank you, Matt Titan, for the super chat. I appreciate it, my brother. And Sha Kim, thank you, my brother. Appreciate it, Sha Kim. Let's get to the next call. Let's keep it going. J. Ben Delight. You call here before, my brother.
Yes, what's up, brother? What's up, sister?
All right.
Blessings. All right. So, I have my birth chart pulled up right here just in case or whatever. But my question for you, sister Myra, is when it comes to business and, like, enterprising and finance, just finances for myself, but really like business, starting that up, and just anything else that comes to your mind that's important, according to my astrological energy, what can you tell me? I have a Leo sun, Cancer moon, Pisces rising, Virgo north node.
Wow, you're all over the place here. You said a Leo sun?
Yeah, Leo sun, Cancer moon, Pisces rising.
Okay. So I'm seeing water and fire here. You know, when the highest level is the element, you see. That's how you can gauge what's really going on, is taking it to an elemental level. There's no higher than the four elements. Every deity, every god, every archetype is going to fall under one of those four elements. That's mother, father, son, and daughter. Those are what the four elements represent. The fire is the sun, the water is the mama, the air is the father, and the earth is the daughter. And you're demonstrating all of those energies. Those are the four pistons in the engine that have to be harmonizing in order to generate the power. So it sounds like to me you have all those four components harmonizing. You don't blend energy. You harmonize energy. So you are harmonizing that energy. But I heard more water, you know, than fire. The Leo sun, and then the Cancer moon. Is it Cancer moon? Okay.
Yeah.
So what does water and fire do to one another? You see, if they're not balanced, that's the key to everything, balance. If you have more water than fire, the water will put out the fire, or your emotions will tamper with your actions. Fire is actions, what you will do. If there's more fire than water, then the fire will evaporate the water or what you're feeling. So the task is, I'm hearing all elements so far. I think the only one I didn't hear was air. I didn't hear the air element.
I mean, well, I have Aquarius in my Jupiter and Uranus.
Okay. So I'm hearing all four of those components, and it's just about being able to balance, you know, and harmonize between those four, you know. And air and fire works well together, and earth and water works well together. But the key to everything is balance. So as you can harmonize and balance those energies, that is how you step up to a holistic level. Anytime you complete a spiral, which means including all four of those components, you complete a spiral. That is what gives you access to the next level, where you start a new, higher vibration at a new cycle, only for access to the next and the next and the next. This is an infinite process of transformation, regeneration, and evolution of spiritual rulership. And you got all four pistons working to keep you evolving to the next level, you know. And so it sounds like you're well-rounded in your energy, and that is the basis and the key for everything. But make sure when you got that fire and water, make sure if you're too active, you may need, you know, to bring in some of your air, or if you're too emotional, which is where I see a lot of water going on, then it's time to bring in your earth, you know, and anchor that. So learn how to balance between those elements. And if you're seeing the air is how you think, it's mental, the water is your feelings, your fire is your passions, and then the earth is your sensitivity. So if you see too much going on in any one of those areas, then you bring in the opposite element, air and fire, earth and water, to balance it out. The key to everything is balance. Nothing's inherently bad. It's being off balance that causes friction. Okay?
Hey, I appreciate that. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, my brother. I appreciate it. All right, let's keep it going, fam. Let's get to the next call. Is this Al or AI?
Al.
Al, what's happening, my brother?
Yeah, I got a quick question. Tell me a little bit about cuss signs. I'm a Gemini. Well, my birthday is May 23rd, so I'm looking up that I'm a Taurus Gemini. I don't really see too much about people talking about that. So,
yeah. Because you're going to be one or the other, okay? And they say when any planet is within 2 degrees of any other planet, you throw out the book at that point, and then you have to determine, you know, what to choose. And just like I was talking about those elementals with the last question, that goes straight to the heart of elementals. Because when I have a person on the cusp and they're not too clear about which is which, that's when we go to the elemental level. So you're saying Taurus and Gemini. So now we're going to look at Taurus as an earth sign. And now as we're talking to sun sign. The sun sign is your focus, your personality. So in your personality, are you more grounded as the earth or Taurus? Or if you're Gemini, are you more cerebral? Now, I know you have all the influence in you, but when it comes to your sun sign, your focus, and your personality, you have to determine if you feel the earth more or if you feel the air more. Which do you think?
Yeah, I would say the air. I'm always in my head.
That's the Gemini. So change the Gemini, okay? You're not going to be both. One or the other. And looking at the elements is how you help determine what fits you best. So if you immediately said the air, the cerebral, staying in your head, that's Gemini energy. It's the first air sign, mutable air, and it's the sign of discernment, always discerning between spiritual reality versus the physical illusion. When you see the metaphysical movies, you'll see the warrior, Aries, trying to get through that twin tower.
That's my opinion, too.
Yes, with Aries. Oh my! So yeah, the warrior, and you're trying to get through that Gemini gateway, those twin towers. And if they don't go through the twin towers in full discernment of what's real spiritually and what's false in the illusion, you'll see a beam of light come down and strike them down. You'll see all these bones around that Gemini gateway because you have to get through that gateway. And discernment and understanding the illusion versus reality, because the next energy after Gemini is Cancer, the next cardinal sign, the queen, the mama, and that's Kali Ma energy, Cancer. So she's very ferocious. You're not going to get to Cancer polluted in false values of, you know, you'll have a tough time with mama. Because the next energy after Cancer is Leo. That's where you gain your power. So you have to get through mama, the queen, you know, through that Gemini gateway to mama, the queen, before you can access Leo and gain your power. So discernment is your key. And Gemini is the master channeler.
The master what?
Channel. Mm-hmm. Like you channel information from the universe, you see. That's not coincidental. It's not your imagination, but you are a master when it comes to channeling information from
high. Yeah, everybody call me like a jack of all trades. Like I know how to do everything, and I help a lot of people with a lot of things. Like,
yeah.
But yeah. I just be feeling like I'm different.
Oh yeah. But that's I always hear that from, you know, the chosen ones, that I feel different, you see, than the rest of my family. You know, like I said, there was 144,000 generational families that fell from the highest to the lowest, and now it's time to regenerate them back to the highest again. So, you know, you came here with a royal purpose, at a level where you're here to lead and help guide, you know, people to the other side. So you will feel different. You'll feel, you know, out of the box from what most people feel.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
I
appreciate the call, my brother. Definitely appreciate the call.
Wonderful.
All right, let's get to Al. I'm going to have to make room. Okay, he hung up. Yeah. I got to make room in the back for people calling. Let's get to the next caller. Nazir.
May infinite healing and wellness be upon you all. Nazir McCullough's Ma'a, also known as K3 Revolutionary. So, Capricorn rising, Virgo sun, Scorpio moon, September 17th. So, I'm curious, right? Like, now, I'm
one question, brother. You sound like you're long-winded. One question, brother. One question.
I got you. So, I'm curious. I'm focused, like, lately has been, like, really exactly what my purpose is. Because I just started on my podcast and everything. I'm always just making sure I can be the best example I can be around. I always have been assisting anybody and everybody I can come across. But, like, at the end of the day, I'm still looking like, okay, what am I here for? So that's, like, really what my main question is. How can I actually solidify that into myself?
Okay, and you said Capricorn rising, Virgo
sun.
Moon?
Virgo sun.
And Pisces rising, right?
Capricorn rising, Virgo sun, and Scorpio moon, September
17th. Okay. Now, so you've got those opposites going on, Virgo and Pisces. That's holistic, you see. That's balance. That's the key to everything. Virgo is the sign of cleansing and purification when it comes to false values. That is why they're so meticulous when it comes to these books. They can leave no stone unturned as they hunt out all impurities to cleanse and purge of those impurities in order for us to heal in our wisdom. And it being the last sign ascending above the horizon line into the spiritual in your energy vibration through Libra, where you can now get into a balanced partnership with your own spirit and come to your individual wholeness. Balancing that with Pisces. Pisces is the sign of the subconscious, you know, the interest into our ancient memory and our Akashic records.
So my Pisces, excuse me for 1 minute, my rising is Capricorn.
Yeah, but you did say, you do have Virgo Pisces going on as well, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with right now.
Yes, ma'am.
The Virgo and your Pisces energy, because they are opposites and they balance one another, you see. As you cleanse of false values, that's going to give you access to your Pisces or your subconscious or your Akashic or ancient records. And then the Capricorn is how you take action. Your rising is how you, what you do and the actions you take, and it represents your higher self. So taking action as a leader of leaders. Capricorn is the last cardinal sign. And sign, your rising sign represents your higher self. So you're at a higher level. You're vibrating like Capricorn. That's the last earth sign. That's the last cardinal sign. It has a very significant role, you know, and especially with your Pisces and your Virgo. As you're cleansing and purifying of false values, see, the first earth sign, Taurus, is where we go internal and cleanse the false values to the matrix. Then that leads you to the second earth sign, Virgo, after you go internal and define within your own value and self-worth. That's what you're searching for, your own value and self-worth and the purpose you came here to serve in contribution to a larger universal purpose. Well, you discover that through Taurus, where you go internal and define that from within yourself. And then that leads you to Virgo, where you cleanse and purify of false values to the matrix. And then the last first sign, Capricorn, is where you step up as a high priest, you know, in Capricorn. The last cardinal sign, the last earth sign, representing daughter earth, which is where you take actions when it comes to integrity and character, you see. And Saturn is the planetary ruler of Capricorn, so the actions you take will be definitely looked at very seriously by Saturn energy, the taskmaster. So you won't be allowed to abuse your actions, because the minute you try to abuse your actions, then Saturn, the planetary ruler of Capricorn, will immediately chastise you, you see. So running up that mountain sure fit and steady as the mountain goes, while others are running up. But by the time Capricorn gets to the top, and I'm talking about that because that's the actions you take as your rising sign, as you get to the top of that mountain, others are falling down, and you go to proper foundation to be up there. But one of the most strategic signs of the zodiac and your Virgo Pisces is how you're cleansing, accessing your powers through the subconscious or your ancient memory, and then taking action, you know, of integrity and character, which is the highest peak of the astrological cycle. So continue to go internal and your spirit, balance with your spirit. And it is the one that's going to give you those answers that you're looking for when it comes to defining your purpose. You're young. You look young. So
18 years young.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you are young. So don't worry. Your spirit has got your back, and it's going to give you all the answers you need. But start focusing on the spirit. Stop looking everywhere else for information. Capricorn is also the sign of I utilize. So once you're cleansing and you're on, you know where you're going, you know the path you're on, then it's time to utilize what you know. Okay? So walk through what you know. So those are the energies that come in together to give you some clarity about, you know, what your purpose is.
Special, brother. You got the same birthday as me, September 17th.
Oh,
yeah, very much so. I definitely greatly appreciate it. We're going to see you all continue to enjoy every single second of your now. Episode 5 of Conversations with the Highly Connected and Protected, my podcast, is actually going to be live later tonight. So definitely greatly appreciate you all. We're going to see whoever is interested to tap in and give some insight on how you feel about it. So, yeah, definitely.
Thank you. You do have to get the gab.
I seen that in the first 5 seconds. I said, shit, he's one of them. Hey, good luck to you with your podcast, brother. Everybody go support this young brother. Do your thing, man. Thanks for calling in, my brother.
Most definitely. You as well. Ashe.
All right. Let's keep it going. Let's get to... There's some sisters in here. Sun God is. I caught you drinking the water.
Right. He really did that. I really like the promotion that he did. So, anyways, you guys, thank you for having me.
I seen it coming.
All right, you guys. So, I have a question for Tamar. I actually got a reader from you like in 2020 during COVID and stuff like that, but I actually. Yeah. When I was getting your reading, it was a good reading, though, from what I remember.
Yeah.
But ever since then, I've been doing my spiritual work, you guys, right? I've been doing my spiritual work, been getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, been meditating, been looking at my birth chart, been studying, right?
Yeah.
So I'm a Scorpio sun, Leo moon, and Scorpio rising. And I'm a lifetime 33.
Wait, why do you need that?
All that chick energy.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of chick energy and Scorpio and, you know, so... you know, that's what I call the four horses of the apocalypse, you know, the four fixed signs of the zodiac. They're the ones that reverses the energy out of the mundane physical illusion of power to spiritual, creative, and royal empowerment. So very tough, you know, especially with that Scorpio. You know, Scorpio is the sign of intensity, no middle ground, okay?
Right.
So that's a sign of extremes, water, so that means emotional extremes.
Uh-huh.
So being able to balance that with your Taurus, that's your opposite sign, that would be your spiritual energy. So when you see yourself getting to, the only thing about Scorpio going to extremes, if they go down a path and realize that it's, you know, not the right one, they've already caused a lot of devastation on the way.
Yeah.
You know, so, but the sign of transformation when it comes to values, when you put that with Taurus energy in order for there to be an evolution, Aquarius, and for New Age rulership, you see. But like I said, there is Scorpio's a sign of bonding. You get in balance and partnership with your spirit in Libra. And then that leads you to the next energy of Scorpio, where you bond in Scorpio. And this is how you activate the transformation. Scorpio is a sign of transformation, which means the death of the old or rebirth of the new at a higher level. The old has to go in order for the new to blossom. The Mayans call it the Great Crossover or the Celestial Ship of the North, where it crosses you over from your Libra, Scorpio bonding, activates the transformation, and then crosses you over to Sagittarius, the great creative place where you access the abundance of your power. So very strategic energy right now because we're in the field of transformation, regeneration. The planetary ruler Pluto is the planet of regeneration. And we're saying that's in Aquarius right now. So that means explosive, sudden, unexpected, long-range changes is what you can look forward to as to what is now ready to culminate in your energy. But it's for you to transform values and habits. You can't be Lot's wife. You can't take old values and habits, issues of the past, looking back and holding on to issues of the past, the gateways are opening ahead of you to evolve you to a new level. So let me just step up, activate a transformation, and step into your full empowerment. That's where you're at in the cycle of energy.
I'm supposed to basically empower people, right? Or no, things that Leo...
Yeah, we call it Scorpio, like I said, good occupation for Scorpio is like a drug counselor, you know, because Scorpios are transformers. They tear down people's old lives and help them rebuild at a higher level. So like a drug counselor that helps tear down the old life of drug addiction and then rebuild them, you know, to a higher level. That is Scorpio's role, transforming habits and transforming values in order for us to step up to the next level. So, yes, absolutely, you are a transformer.
Because, like, on my platform...
Sis, we got to get to the next call. Really do. I appreciate the call, though.
Sorry, guys.
All right, thanks for the call, sis.
Get another reading, honey, and we can really dig in, okay?
Most definitely.
All right. All right. Peace. All right, let's get to the next call. This brother's been here for a while. Black Ice. Peace, brother.
Peace. Appreciate your gratitude to you both. 2-14-72. My question to you, Sister Myra, is what is the male Aquarius role in the age of divine feminine? Is it different than the female Aquarius, or we got the same thing, or, what is our role?
You know, I find the most definition between male and female through the Aquarius energy for some reason. They do show more of a difference than most signs when it comes to male and female. You said February the 14th?
Correct.
That's my son's birthday. And you guys kind of favor, too. You kind of favor. My son is February the 14th as well. All my grandchildren are Aquarius, you know. And my oldest brother is Aquarius. I'm surrounded by Aquariuses. But you guys are, I do call you the cocky ones, you know, because you do have the highest outreach to spiritual knowledge. So you're superior in what you know. And you know that. And sometimes, you know, you can be very hard at it, especially a fixed sign, you know, to hell and high water, you know, to move a fixed sign. And then you're the fixed air, which means you get an idea, you get something fixed in your mind, and, you know, and very diligent about sticking to it. But the arrogance can be arrogant, and it shows different ways between the female and the male, you know, when it comes to, you know, feeling that superiority when it comes to how you think, because you have the highest outreach to spiritual knowledge. You know a lot, you know, but sometimes you have to balance that with your Leo, you know, and, you know, kind of trying to humble yourself, you see. So, because as much as you know, this is an infinite process of transformation and regeneration. So no matter what level you're at and how much you know, it's always going to be time to step up to the next level. So expand on that knowing. Anytime we get set in one position, which is what Aquarius might be prone to do, you know, that's when we're stagnated, you see, when we're just, oh, this is the only thing I do, or this is the only thing, this is the only way it is. You have to be flexible enough to follow your spirit from one end to the opposite end, you see. Mm. So balance is the key to everything. Don't ever get into one position, which you could do when it comes to your superiority when it comes to what you know. You know, but Aquarius, sudden and abrupt, unexpected changes, which means that when the system and the powers that be have become stagnated and corrupted, it is Aquarius energy that will disrupt that status quo, you know, sudden abrupt changes, unexpected and explosive changes for our evolution. That's why we always evolve in the Aquarian age, because that means everything has gotten so stale, corrupted, that it has to blow up. It has to, like I said, sudden, unexpected, and explosive changes. Uranus, planetary ruler. So sudden, mm-hmm. explosive changes for evolution to a new level. So. Mm-hmm. That is the main gist of your energy, you see. And the opposite Leo, you know, the evolution as a new ruler. But you got to know that. And now it's not enough just to know it. You got to walk in that knowing. So your sun sign being Aquarius, that's going to affect you more personally than everybody else. Knowing your power in order to step up to your power. That is your main gist.
Yeah. Black guy, so I'll appreciate the call, my brother.
Take care, my brother.
Ooh, Sister Myra is thorough tonight. Y'all know what y'all getting, man. Like, this is like, you know, it's like, you know how they say you pay, they tell people, people talking about paying to have a conversation with Jay-Z and to go out with dinner with him. Like, yo, this is like the best at what she does, and she's just taking calls randomly. You don't get this a lot from people on Sister Myra's level. So I appreciate you for even doing this, Sister Myra, for real.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. My family.
And, indeed. For those who are still asking about being in the chat, the link is pinned at the top. if you are still interested in coming on the chat, I would say we got about 40 minutes left. You cool for 40 more minutes, Sister Myra?
Oh, yes. Okay.
So, yeah, we probably got about 40 more minutes left. Kick it with y'all. Make sure you hit the like button. Make sure you share. But it's very important to hit the like button, family. Get the algorithm. It gets the algorithm popping. So if you're enjoying this broadcast, make sure you hit the like button, family. And also, before we continue, Sister Myra, let me put the Cash App up here. Give me one second, y'all.
Okay.
Now, I forgot. What is it again?
It's $ Myra Moss, without the H, you know, 813 is the number. So, Myra Moss, without the H.
Yeah, make sure, you know, this takes an incredible amount of energy dealing with so many different personalities. Make sure y'all show our elders support and show them love, you know, through energy exchange. So make sure you hit up Sister Myra Cash App, $ Myra Morse 813. And I really appreciate her for coming on here and doing this. So make sure you show support. You're going to continue, family. Once again, if you're coming in late, the link is pinned at the top of the chat. And if you have a question, one question, ladies and gentlemen, because we're trying to get through, you know, as many people as we can. So just one question, and Myra will answer it. She's been amazing tonight. So it's been an amazing broadcast. Once again, let's get to the next caller. I am fourth dimension. Are you there?
Peace, love, and abundance to my soul, family. What's up? How we doing?
Peace. How you doing, brother?
Good. I'm grateful to be here, man. Sister Molly, thank you for everything you're doing, first and foremost. So it's crazy how the universe works, because kind of like you indirectly answered my questions with the previous people that came up. So I'm September 22nd, Libra cusp, and I was kind of debating, okay, which one am I? So I'm deciding to go with the Libra energy.
Very good. Yeah.
Very much so. I guess my question is my, not my purpose, but I believe women have such a strong role in a man's life. So I grew up as a middle child, older sister, younger sister, and then my mom trying to play the mommy, daddy role. So I believe I need a strong woman by my side. So is there a certain sign or certain characteristics in a woman that I'm supposed to be looking for that's best suitable for my life purpose and my mission?
Okay. Great question, bro.
There's some the things you're gonna look at. You're gonna look at your moon sign. You're gonna look at your seventh house energy, and you're gonna look at what sign your Venus is in, especially your Venus. Do you know what sign your Venus is in?
My Venus is in Virgo.
So you will attract. That's what you will be attracted to. So most likely. Any other earth signs, especially Virgo, and then we're going to be dealing with Capricorn and Taurus, most likely. But then take into consideration, like I said, your seventh house, and take into consideration your moon sign. And as you bring all those components together, you know, one of those would stand out. But your Venus is what you attract, what you're attracted to. Like I have a Sagittarius for you. And I was married to Sagittarius for 25 years, okay? So that's what you attract and what you're attracted to. So that would be your first, you know, is what is on, what your Venus is in, but also that seventh house energy. Do you know what that is? Do you know what your rising sign is?
I believe it's Pisces.
So that means your seventh house would be Virgo. So,
wow.
Virgo looks like it's green in the back when it comes to the characteristics. And that doesn't mean it has to be a Virgo sun, but it has to be, you know, Virgo has to be dominant as far as that would be what would balance you when it comes to your relationships, the Virgo.
Sure.
And then, you know, any other maybe earth sign, but yeah, it looks like Virgo is going to be dominant. Now, also, you would be on the mutable cross, So that would even bring even Gemini and Sagittarius to the table, you see. Both of those are coming together from the same cross level, you know. So a mutable cross is Virgo opposite Pisces and Gemini opposite Sagittarius. So bringing on that mutable cross would bode well for that being your twin soul. Mm-hmm. Not written in stone. Nothing's written in stone when you're dealing with spirit, but it's going to, you know, it's going to be surrounding that vibration.
Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you,
my
brother. Thank you, my brother. Peace, peace, brother. Peace. All right, let's get to the next.
You got that twin soul energy going on, don't you, Brother Rich? You're on that same cross level with your mate.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Mhm.
Yes. I was just thinking about that when you were talking. I was just thinking about that.
Right. Yeah.
Just thinking about that. Oh man! Wow! What a show! What a show! What a show! Let's get to the next call. Sway. Am I saying your name right? Sway.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. I do. Yes.
Okay. Hi, Sister Mara. I actually sent you a text maybe a month ago about an ultrasound that I had. It showed segment that I was talking to you about.
Yeah, I think I'm begging you, but it's so much so, but that sounds familiar to me, yeah.
So my question is, I went to a God Power event that Brother Rich hosted with Billy Carson and Dr. B.
Yeah.
And since then, like, I've been going through my different spiritual practices, and for the last 2 months, I feel that I've been maybe contacted by other deities in Egypt, like Sekhmet is one, Sishet, Hathor, and many of them. And I'm just wondering, like, what does it mean? Because I've been getting, like, extreme downloads, and I'm an Aquarius sign, Libra moon, and Scorpio rising.
Okay.
So,
now, so well, it sounds like you're attracting the mama deities, you know.
And I don't know anything about them. And they just,
well, I know Hathor is the mama deity. But Segment, that could be more in the daughter tip. So the feminine.
Aquarius, life path number one.
So, you're air and fire. You would be Aquarius Leo. That means that it's now time. This is transformation time. And air and fire are external, which means it's now time that you go internal to your earth and water, to your feminine now, for balance. So that is why you're attracting that water and earth. That's the mama and the daughter. That's the internal. That's hidden. So you've mastered in the external air and fire masculine energy. Now it's time for you to balance that by going internal to your earth and water. So that is why you're being enticed through those feminine deities.
There's other too.
Yeah.
So, there's other ones like Bennu, like the heron, Ra, and Thoth. Like, I get different. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I just have like these certain contacts with them, and like extreme downloads, and all I do is write. And that's the only way to get it through.
Yeah.
But the female deities are more recent.
Dominant right now.
Yeah.
They're pulling you internal. You know, we connect with the universe internal, earth and water, through the rising of our kundalini through the chakras, all the way to the crown chakra, where we make a connection to mama universe, you see. So going internal, defining the value of the purpose you're here to serve, which is the earth element that's being secure from within. There's two prerequisites to stepping up as a royal ruler. Number one, you have to be secure from within. That's your earth element internally. And number two, you have to prove to the universe you're not going to abuse your power. See, that has to be the segment energy. Segment is that feminine, ferocious, feminine Did we lose her? Because I don't see her picture anymore.
No, I'm here.
Okay. Segment is that ferocious feminine energy. Anytime you put Leo and Virgo together, you get segment energy. Very ferocious. And all of them come under the auspices or the domain of Cancer or Kali Ma. So we got Kali Ma, Virgo, and Leo, which is segment energy. Segment is they release her at the end time to clean up the world, to clean up the world at the end days. And the thirst of blood is so ferocious, they have to trap her back into captivity, you know, when she's done her job. That is the segment energy under the auspices of Kali Ma, the very vicious and ferocious mama. That's the most destructive part of the astrological cycle from Cancer, Leo, to Virgo. That's
when that energy comes through, like, I feel myself, like, super active and super, like, ready to get things done and, like, really drive towards my goals. But then, like, there was this one time that happened, and I, like, drank some wine. And that same night, I had a dream about it, and, like, in the back of my palace, like, there's a river. And I always have dreams about, like, panthers back there or tigers or cheetahs sometimes. Like, it's always cats in my backyard.
Ooh.
And the great blue heron, which I think symbolizes no, I think that's funny. But, like, I don't know, and I don't do a lot of research on
You don't have to get the next call, Marla.
Yeah, it's time for you to get right to be indignant about the injustice going on in the world. You know, send out your energy to contribute to that pot of righteous indignation so things can, we can overcome this corrupted system and, you know, and start and step up to a new level of empowerment. And you're part of the action where things get really disruptive for the physical illusion. So you're
well,
on the
right
path.
I appreciate it. And thank
all
you,
right.
Rich.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Peace. Let's get to it.
All right, guys.
I love hearing, you know, energy and people wanting to know more, wanting to expand, asking questions publicly, you know, being vulnerable. I love it. So the time step is going to be 1:15, guys. I'm going to encourage you to look in the video credits and link off into the lecture that I used today, guys. Let's see. I got a few credits up there, but Sister Mara's website also is there for you guys to book a reading. She does marvelous readings. I think she's booked up for like 2 years. Excuse me. It may be 2 years by now. But check out her website. Definitely book a reading. As you see, many people, a few people came through, and they got, well, excuse me, it was just one in that one. But she got a reading from Sister Mara. Amazing, guys, okay? So please be sure to go like and subscribe to Brother Rich's channel. We are at the two-hour mark, and I want to keep the podcast down, guys, to 2 hours, you know what I mean? Our attention spans only go so deep, right? Even myself. So video credit, again, is in the show notes. Black Magic 363 is the channel, guys. Please go like and support. Sister Mara's information, again, website in the show notes. And join me tomorrow, guys, for I think tomorrow's going to be a motivational classroom again, to where it seems the narcissistic personality is kind of on the radar, because as we know and as we balancing, everything is about Maya. Everything is about balance, you God. Even our own internal things that worked for so long. Balance. It's about balancing, letting go of old habits. Like, I've been sometimes with my tarot and oracle cards, sometimes I try to something got there. Sometimes I'm like, damn, I don't like what I see, and I'm like, okay, damn, let me reshuffle, or let me pull this another way, or let me ask another question. And do you know, just over the course of the last 2 weeks, to be quite frank, telling the same shit in different ways. So it's the same message for the collectives. It's about balancing your energies, letting go of the old, and welcoming the new, pretty much examining whatever stagnation energy that we may have that's not allowing us or that's not aiding us, if you will, to catapult us to our next internal level. That's it. So that's a lot about what Sister Mara is talking about when she says, you know, everything is about balance, you guys. And it's about balancing our internal energies, you know. If we are the same person that we've always been, or if we're not changing, or if we're not doing shit different, then what are we really doing? Why is our existence truly important? You know, at some point it may become dead weight. And when I say dead weight, I mean in a sense of no soul elevation or no soul, you know, you just, I feel that some of us that know reincarnation, as Bobby Hibbert says, reincarnation, you know, it's like you're reincarnating into a frequency over and over and over again. What we call this particular earth realm is a frequency, right? And reincarnating into this same frequency over and over and over again. Lifetime, I'm talking, we're not talking about doing the same shit or repeating the same class. We're talking about repeating lifetimes of the same shit, just remix. Same show, different cast. That is about reincarnation. That's my perspective. So it's deep, you guys. So spiritual self-evaluation, like Beyonce said. Matter of fact, that's probably what I'm going to go out with. But, you know, Beyonce said something in her Pretty Hurt song, and she says, you know, sometimes it's a soul that needs surgery. You know what I mean? So, love you guys. Please join me tomorrow as I embark on the narcissistic, but we're talking about the spiritual narcissistic personality and shape-shifting. All right? So, it's going to be interesting tomorrow for tomorrow's classroom. So, join me, guys. You'll check the upload, you know, at pretty much like noon, you know what I mean? The upload should be ready by noon on every weekend. But love you guys. Brother Richard's channel, Black Magic 363, Sister Mara's website, SisterMara.com is in the video credits. And yeah, until next time, guys.
Ms. Third Ward, your first question. What is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
days when you're alone.